Democrats are using a novel strategy this year in their bid to win control of Congress, encouraging combat veterans to run for office. They're hoping to blunt a long-standing Republican advantage on matters military. The idea may be a practical one, but it's caused controversy and resentment in the 6th District of Illinois. In Tuesday's primary, the strategy is put to the test. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
The congressional district in Illinois that Henry Hyde is vacating after more than three decades has never elected a Democrat. But with Hyde leaving and demographic changes in the area, just northwest of Chicago, Democrats think this may finally be their moment. Three Democrats are running in Tuesday's primary, but national party leaders have pinned their hopes on one, 38-year-old Army Major Tammy Duckworth. A helicopter pilot, she lost both her legs when her helicopter was shot down in Iraq.
Hi, I'm Tammy Duckworth.
It's a chilly, windy day, and Duckworth sits in a wheelchair campaigning outside a restaurant.
Oh, cool boots.
Thank you.
Those are awesome.
Duckworth's shoes, a pair of black slip-ons, cover most of her prosthetic feet.
It's terrible. Even though I lost my legs, I'm still a shoe person.
Duckworth is quick with a smile and self-deprecating humor, but says her campaign is serious. She says it was wrong to go into Iraq, but she doesn't believe the U.S. should set a timetable to withdraw.
I want to bring our troops home, but I also want to bring our troops home so that their sacrifices mean something. And the way we do that is we make sure that we leave Iraq with a security force that is capable of maintaining their own security. So my proposal is that we do a much better job and be much more aggressive about training up the Iraqi security forces so that they can do their job.
Duckworth says her campaign is about more than Iraq. She cites health care, education, and the budget. And while the party leaders who urged her to run agree that war veteran candidates have to address other issues, they believe their military experiences help show no party has the edge on national security. But not everyone thinks this warrior strategy is a good or fair idea. Some in the 6th congressional district say Duckworth is not only a carpetbagger, her home is a few blocks out of the district lines, but she's a latecomer to the political scene who hasn't earned the right to the nomination.
Folks, this is a defining moment for us.
Yeah! Dick Noje revved up the crowd at a recent fundraiser for Christine Segelis, a software consultant who's making her second run for the seat. She won 44% of the vote 2 years ago in a race against Henry Hyde. Noje has lived in the district for nearly 50 years and says Segelis represents all the ideals that the Democratic Party should. He's angry that national leaders turned their backs on her.
It's shameful. It's disgraceful. It was done without a proper thought and without input from the grassroots people. They fully underestimated the fact that today, grassroots progressive Democrats are out in force.
The Christine Segelis campaign put a scare in Republicans in what was Hyde's closest race since he was first elected in 1974. Segelis appealed to grassroots supporters then, but her task is complicated this time because she has to take on her own party's leaders, many of whom have poured their money and influence into the Duckworth campaign. Segelis says that what separates her from Duckworth is that she always has had a tough anti-war stance.
We need to say when we're going to be out, and we need to let the Iraqi people, especially the Iraqi people and the international community, know that we are not an occupying force in Iraq.
The strong showing against Henry Hyde in the 2004 race gave Democrats a reason to dream of success this year, and so has a recent increase in Latino voters and immigrants to the district. The third Democrat in the race, Lindy Scott, says that change, along with another demographic, a strong Catholic and evangelical presence, makes his candidacy viable. Scott, a professor at Wheaton College, is anti-abortion. But one thing he and Segelis agree on is that Democratic bosses should not decide who the nominee is.
People in the suburbs don't like people from the Chicago machine or from anywhere telling them who they should vote for.
Whoever wins the Democratic primary will face Republican State Senator Peter Roskam, who has no primary challenger. With national attention on Duckworth's candidacy, his task is to win in November and continue the district's tradition of never electing a Democrat to Congress. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.